Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 94, verse 19. It says, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul." Hallelujah, your consolation. My dear brothers and sisters, our God has given us His Holy Spirit, who comes to comfort and to console us in our times of distress, in our times of despair, in our times of disillusionment. Thomas More wrote, "O thou who driest the mourner's tears, how dark this world would be if, when deceived and wounded here, we could not fly to thee." My dear brothers and sisters, life is often filled with unexpected problems or crisis. Unrest and despair will darken the way of even the strongest saint. Yet the Christian, because of the refuge he has in God, should strive to maintain composure and stability in spite of stress and difficulties. We cannot escape the pressures and dark shadows in our lives, but they can be faced with the spiritual strength that our Lord Jesus provides. As we are held securely near to the heart of God, we find the rest, the comfort, and the joy and the peace that only Jesus, our Redeemer, can give. Because of this, we can live every day with an inner calm and courage in our lives. You know, I was reading the scriptures from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, and verse 28, 29, and 30, beautiful words of Jesus. He says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Hallelujah. You know, although Jesus puts his early disciples to work, he knows he has to touch their hearts before he asks for their hands. So he promises to give them rest. And that's amazing. God gives us rest. The word rest refers to an inward holiday, not a cessation of activity, but a whole new energy and motive. Many of us are more active on vacation than at work. What changes is a reason for activity. We feel energized on vacation because we want to do certain things. Jesus describes a new relationship that changes us on the inside. Note what he promises to give us, right? Number one, rest, an inward rest free from anxieties. Number two, a framework to work with, a yoke by which we are guided by a stronger partner. Thirdly, He's gentle and humble leadership. You know, he leads us, an understanding leader in Christ who meets our needs at every given point of time. And fourthly, a manageable load, a system and workload that fits who we are. Hallelujah. God is interested in you, my dear brothers and sisters. He cares about you. He loves you. And he is there to help you in your time of need. He will come to comfort and console you, irrespective of your challenging situations and circumstances. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you for your Lord, for the courage that your Holy Spirit gives us. Lord, for the boldness that your word provides us and your voice comforts our soul that becomes weary and tired and anxious, O Lord, in this evil and crooked world that we live in. Father, we know, Lord, hallelujah, that in our activity, in our work, in our jobs, in our businesses, you grant us rest. Lord, you give us that inner composure, inner peace. Oh, Father, the peace of God that guards our heart and our mind. Today I pray, Father God, that as your people step out into their businesses, into the jobs, into running the errands for the day, that you'll grant them success, that you'll grant them that inner composure and that peace. O Father, that surpasses all understanding, will keep their heart and their mind in Christ Jesus. Bless them and be with them and uphold them with your righteous hand. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I release your anointing. Bless your people. Encourage your people. Strengthen your people. And Father, I pray that you will show them your mighty hand and your mighty power. Lord, I pray that you will fight on behalf of your people. You will deliver your people. And Father, you will set them on high because they are yours, bought by your blood, filled by you with your spirit. I pray that you'll perfect everything that concerneth their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.